Madrid in 2015, and it really grew from the idea of my own personal experiences in sport, both positive and negative. So I used to be a hockey player. I started when I was six, with immediately to play for England, and that's all I ever wanted to do. That was the biggest drive, the biggest push while I was playing throughout my childhood. And I eventually got to England trials under 16 back in 2006. And I really struggled with the pressure of being there. I didn't think that I was good enough. And in turn, I actually didn't get into the squad. And I then got injured the following year, and I completely fell out of love with the game. So everything that I had been working, my biggest love had become my worst enemy. And I think I had incredibly supportive parents, but they didn't necessarily know what to do when I didn't succeed and I didn't achieve. And I think if I'd had someone that had been there and done that and sort of got the scars, and they would have told me that it'd be okay, I would still be playing hockey today in any capacity. So that's where the idea really started from, was from having that positive role model and that mentor that could support up and coming talent, so that younger generation can benefit from what I've experienced, really.
Do you think that mental side of playing sport is often overlooked?
Yes, but I think actually increasingly so in the last year or two, there's been a lot more conversation about it, and people are willing to open up more. I think back when I was experiencing it, I was almost nervous to talk about how I was feeling, and I didn't really know how I was feeling because I felt like it wasn't a proper reason. So I actually had depression, but I felt like, why should I have depression over something as silly as sport? But now there's so much more conversation about it. I think I've spoken to other people that experienced a very, very similar situation. And I think that will help within the elite sports sphere massively. It's definitely growing conversation around it.
And the Mintridge Foundation programme, how popular is netball compared to other sports that you offer?
Yes, I mean, netball, it's brilliant to see how popular it is. And I think particularly after the success of the England Roses at the Commonwealth Games back in April, we've just seen an influx of inquiries about our netball programme. And it's great to see. I think we work largely with schools and some clubs as well. But I think both in the state sector and the independent school sector, netball is one of the most popular sports for girls. So we're definitely seeing its popularity. And we get so many inquiries about the amazing ambassadors all the time, so we're really, really happy to see it flourish, and particularly for a female sport as well, to go for that.
Your netball ambassadors are people that we would recognise and who've achieved so much in their game.
Yes, definitely. So we have Pamela Cookie, who's an ex-England netball captain, who is a huge name within the sport, both in the UK and abroad. And she's now working with Sky Sports Netball as well, so she has great profile. We've got Ebony Beckford-Chambers, who was one of the star players in the Commonwealth Games, so Team Bath captain, and an England player as well. And then we have Georgia Lees, Surrey Storm player, so who has been incredible from when she joined. So we have attacking and mid-court players. We're very, very privileged to have them all giving back to the younger generation, and they all offer something so different as well, which I love. They're so diverse, but we love having them on board.
I spoke to Georgia a few weeks ago, and she explained that there's an option to keep an eye on somebody, maybe include a little bit of further mentoring. That's a bit of a bonus to add to the whole overall experience.
Yes, definitely. I think it's one thing having an athlete come and see your club or school for a day, and the impact that will have. But when I first started Mintridge, I was really keen to really have an impact with the legacy. And I think we offer something quite unique in our six-month mentoring programs after the visit to really, really impact those particular students that have been chosen. And what I love most is that schools and clubs use that in very different ways. So some want to help supporting talent. One of the reasons, as I said, I first started Mintridge, whereas others want to help with confidence, potentially with behaviour as well. So each of our ambassadors offer Skype and Playways access to two students that are chosen on their visit, and they get an hour at fortnight to touch base with their students and talk about whatever objective that particular coach or school staff want them to focus on. So in some cases, it's really looking at technique. We have Pamela giving out top tips of how to shoot under pressure. So we've had students from Norfolk that have been using cattle sheds to put big speakers in so that they have music on around them to help them look at different concentration techniques. And we have Georgia just looking at various ways that she looks at fitness in pre-season. So there's so much diversity that they can talk about and really, really impact on in that 6 month period, with them then finishing by going to see the ambassadors in action, whether that's seeing Pamela commentate at an England game or watching Ebony play against Wasps in the Super League or something like that. It just gives that wow factor to the students and their families and really gives them something to aim for. It's right in front of them. So yes, it's unique and really exciting for the students.
And have you noticed that the athletes get something out of it as well?
Oh, massively. I think that's something that I didn't really appreciate would be the case when we first started. The players absolutely love giving back to the students. And some of our ambassadors have even commented that it's really helped motivate them if they're going through grueling training programs, particularly athletics or something where you're training on your own all the time. They forget the reasons that they do it, but then when they go in and they deliver these mentoring programs and work with these students, they see the impact it has and they remember exactly why they're out there training for all these hours, and that's exactly why it's worth it, I think. So they love it, and that's brilliant to see that we can help athletes as well as younger people.
The ambassadors also benefit thanks to your work with Switch the Player. How important is it to look after life after sport as well?
Oh, massively. And what I love about Switch the Play is that they think about athlete transition from a much earlier age, because a career could end at any time for an athlete without them really realising. So that's huge in our sort of ethos behind Mintridge, is supporting absolutely everyone. So we deliver training days for the athletes, and Switch the Play deliver them every 6 months. And this can focus on presentation skills, it can focus on emotional resilience, becoming a better mentor. And it's great to have athletes from different sports sort of comparing notes and seeing the difference, and that they can help each other. So we're really grateful to Switch the Play and the work that they do.
I imagine your ambassadors' receptions have got those little chocolates with nuts on them, and George's running around getting selfies. Are there anything at all like that?
Yes. We have so many ambassadors at different stages of the career. We have athletes such as Georgina Roberts that's just starting her Great Britain journey in shooting, and then at the other side of it we have Danielle Brown, who's a double Paralympic gold medalist in archery, so that they all offer so much difference. I think someone like Georgina, she's almost more reachable for the students, and they feel it's there, whereas the experience that the likes of Pamela and Danielle have is huge. So yeah, we love the diversity, and it's great to see that the ambassadors can be wowed by other athletes as well.
I saw the important news recently that you've been awarded charitable status. What difference is that going to make?
Oh, it's huge. So it's been a long process, but we're finally there, because our biggest barrier has really been funding. So schools and clubs have absolutely loved our programs, but we've had to look at different ways of funding so that we can reduce the cost for schools, because that's really been reasons why they can't take up the offer in some cases. So we're now able, with charitable status, much more eligible for grants and trust funding, as well as hopefully corporates will now look to support us, and we're starting to get a few corporates come on board, which is great. And we can obviously do our own in-house fundraising as well. We've got some girls that are rowing the Atlantic in December, Gemma and Lauren, who have chosen Mintridge as their charity of choice to do that for. So it's really, really exciting at the moment. at Mintridge HQ, and we will hopefully grow from there with the charitable change. So yes, very, very exciting and much needed.
Where can you deliver these programmes? Are you more UK-based, or can you reach out to Wales, Scotland, Ireland, for example?
Yes, so we're based all over the UK. So our base is actually in Northamptonshire, but our athletes are all over. I was very keen to get the best athletes, and if that means that they're further afield, that means they're further afield. So we have some athletes up in Edinburgh, all the way down to Exeter, but we travel everywhere. We don't want any geography to be a barrier to people taking up our programmes.
And what's the best way to find out about the work that Mintridge provides?
So we have our website, which is www.mintridgefoundation.org.uk, and we have all the social media channels as well. Our YouTube channel is actually a great way to get a feel of what our programmes are and a taster of the different and the fun that we have, really.
Alex, I expect you've got plenty on the go all the time, so have you got your eyes on next to sign?
Oh, that's a tricky question. I mean, we're always looking for lots of new athletes to come on board, and female athletes are a real focus for us, largely because, again, it was something that I didn't have when I was growing up. My role model was Johnny Wilkinson, who is a great rugby player, and I love some of his meticulous training regimes and so on. I couldn't really resonate with him. I should have had the GB hockey women's team, but I didn't know who they were because they weren't there. So that's a real push in terms of getting more female athletes in front of young girls, because at the end of the day, you cannot be what you cannot see. So we love as many female athletes as we can, but I'm just open to meeting lots of athletes from lots of diverse sports that we can offer to students.
And it's easy to say, maybe, but if something like this was around when you were still playing, would it have helped you?
Yes, massively. And I think one of our biggest success stories is a young girl called Clemmie, who was mentored by our modern pentathlete ambassador, Heather Fell, who won silver in Beijing, who was a very talented athlete, but she struggled with her confidence, and she actually got selected for Great Britain at the end of her mentoring program, and she put the skills and the techniques that Heather taught her down to her selection. So that was a huge achievement for us, and I felt like if I'd had that, then I think I would potentially have got selected for England, or I would still be enjoying hockey today. So yeah, I think that just goes to show that something like this would have helped me massively and helped a lot of the girls around me.